Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 404, the stanzas 2, 4, and 5. Praise him, ye highest heavens. Praise him, ye clouds that roll, created by his power and under his control. And what follows, Psalter 404, the stanzas 2, 4, and 5. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Exodus 9, the verses 13 through 35. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Exodus 9, beginning with the 13th verse. And the Lord said unto Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon thine heart, and upon thy servants, and upon thy people, that thou mayest know that there is none like me in all the earth. For now I will stretch out my hand, that I may smite thee and the people with pestilence, and thou shalt be cut off from the earth. And in very deed for this cause have I raised thee up, for to show in thee my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. As yet exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such hath not been in Egypt since the foundation thereof even until now. Ascend therefore now and gather thy cattle and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. And he that regardeth not the word of the Lord left the servants and his cattle in the field. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast, and upon every herb of the field, throughout the land of Egypt. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, And the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. And so there was hail, and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it at all in all the land of Egypt, since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field, and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are wicked. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough, that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. And Moses said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hands unto the Lord, and the thunder shall cease, and neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Lord's. But as for thee and thy servants, I know that ye will not yet fear the Lord God. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was bold. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. And Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh, and spread abroad his hands unto the Lord, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, he sinned yet more, and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken by Moses. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou which yet granted the privilege and the opportunity on this Lord's Day, that for the second time we may come up to thy house to hear what thou hast to say unto us. May we yet receive a soft heart by the first time and by renewal, where thou dealest not according to our many sins. If thou would done so, and if thou wouldest do so in this evening hour, then we would immediately be ushered into that never-ending eternity, and then her place would be empty upon the earth. Lord, then thou speakest unto us and our children in so many ways. And then thou can truly say unto us and our children what thou hast said through the prophet of old, what more could have I done to my vineyard than I have done unto it. And, Lord, Thou knowest how deeply that we have fallen, and that with all Thy speaking in so many and diverse ways, that outside of Thy grace, that it shall never bring one on the right place, and that is at Thy footstool as an unworthy, a hell-worthy sinner, and yet begging for Thy mercy. In the past week, then by renewal, then Thou was granted showers upon the earth. But then it does also please Thee to send the thunder, the hail, and the wind, with much destruction. We commend all those family circles unto Thee. Wilt Thou keep from rebellion? Give a bowing of the knees. Yet in the midst of destruction, a heart to acknowledge Thee, that none were taken away by the cold hand of death, and that none were injured, then Thou had no pleasure in our death. But then Thou art yet speaking unto us in special ways. The psalmist of old has declared, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Ah, Lord, may it all be used, that many hard hearts, that they may become soft, that it may be accompanied by the work of Thy Holy Spirit, that there may be souls who may be given to behold Thee in Thy greatness, Thy power, and Thy majesty, with also an impression of their exceeding sinfulness. And when that may be lived in, then we shall repeat what an Ezra of old has declared, that Thou dealest not with us as our iniquities deserve. Ah, Lord, may this solemn and serious calling, may it be used for us and our children, that there may be a returning unto Thee, a repentance, a reformation from our evil and worldly ways, and that we may be given to follow Thee. Lord, may the prayers be multiplied to that end. And so we commend all the family circles unto Thee. Wilt Thou grant them courage to continue? Wilt Thou provide for their daily bread, and for those where the storm has not come? Wilt Thou indeed grant a broken and a humble heart, and also liberal hearts, concerning our fellow man? Lord, then Thou art also speaking in Thy house through Thy word. We humbly ask Thee, may it be blessed for the conversion of sinners, and wilt Thou remember Thy people. We commend unto Thee Thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. In the past week, one of our classes have gathered together concerning the examination of the candidate. Thou hast made all things well. Wilt Thou prosper his way together with his family circle, be the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire. Remember the other student in this day. We commend unto thee the persecuted church, the Jewish people, mission work, also our mission field, then the labors, they are manifold in the church, in the mission field, in the schools. Wilt thou provide for more labors? Remember the nations of the earth in the midst of all the turmoil. Remember our leaders. May there be a turning unto thy word, to thy law, and to thy institutions. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, a family circle that were called upon to bring a dear father to the cemetery in the past week. Remember all our elderly ones, those in the care home, and those that may still go in and out. Remember all under the physician's care. We commend unto thee all the sick relatives, the circumstances. They are most perfectly known unto thee. Remember the crosses, the burdens. Remember the family circles. May love abound. Remember those that are struggling with temptations and addictions. We commend unto thee prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. And now, Lord, in this hour, then we humbly ask thee for thy help. Wilt thou open thy precious testimony? Wilt thou open our mouth, open the heavens, open our understanding, and wilt thou also open the hearts? Wilt thou graciously remove everything that could be a hindrance, also on such a Sabbath day and on such an evening, than what has transpired the week gone by can weigh so heavy, can be those impossibilities, the cares manifold. But, Lord, wilt thou give a little rest in thy house, and a looking unto thee, and a begging that thou may graciously provide for our daily bread, and in thy house for that heavenly bread which we all stand in need of. To that end, then we also need that spiritual appetite wrought by thy Spirit. Be then a surprising God. We have nothing to plead upon. Oh, on such an evening, give yet a heart to see and to acknowledge for everything that thou hast yet left. Thou hast not destroyed completely our dwellings, although much damage, but we may still have a house. We may still have a bed in this evening where we may lie our head. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 76, the stanzas 1 through 4. And now unto Jehovah, ye sons of the mighty, all glory and strength and dominion accord. Ascribe to him glory and render him honor and beauty of holiness. Worship the Lord. And what follows, Psalter 76, the four stanzas. in this evening hour. Oh, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Exodus 9, the verses 23, 24, and 25. And Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt, since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail smote every herb of the field, and brake every tree of the field. Our text words speak of the seventh plague of hail in the land of Egypt, with three thoughts. In the first place, the reason for the plague of hail. Secondly, the judgment of the plague of hail. And thirdly, the confession upon the plague of hail. The seventh plague of hail in the land of Egypt. The reason for the plague of hail. The judgment of the plague of hail. And the confession upon the plague of hail. Thus first, the reason for the plague of hail. Beloved congregation, we read in Psalm 29, verse 4, that the voice of the Lord is powerful, and that the voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The Lord speaks unto us and our children in many ways, especially through His holy word, the precious gift which the Lord has given unto us and our children. The Lord also speaks through His mercies and His goodness. A few weeks ago, we have considered Job 23, verse 16, for God maketh my heart soft. How has that been, congregation? With all the mercies that the Lord has so liberally granted in the time gone by. The Lord also speaks in the way of His judgments. I read in Habakkuk 3, verse 12, that the prophet has spoken, that the Lord marched through the land with indignation. And so in the past week, then we have experienced, then we have seen just a little of the power and the majesty of the Lord, intermingled with many mercies, showers upon the earth. And although much destruction and the Lord has not taken one away by the cold hand of death, and the Lord has spared from injury. And young and old, how has it been? Have there been those that have indeed received the soft heart, humbled under the Lord's speaking? And now in this evening hour, then we hope to speak a few words of the seventh plague. I think, boys and girls, maybe you have memorized and know the plagues which the Lord has sent in the land of Egypt. The first one, the water changed into blood. The second one, the frogs. The third, lice. The fourth, flying swarms of insects. The fifth, sickness among the cattle. The sixth, boils on man and beast. And now in this evening hour, the seventh plague of hail, which the Lord has sent in the land of Egypt, but in the land of Goshen, and not a single hailstone has fallen. Thus that is a solemn thought, congregation, that in the past week that we were Egypt, where the hail has fallen, and when we consider the length and the width of the storm, the direction where the Lord ascended, then perhaps that storm that could be placed in no other way that so many other people were affected. Thus, is that not a solemn thought? Young and old, that in this past week that we were Egypt, and the Lord was speaking to Egypt and to Pharaoh in a special way, our first thought, the reason for the plague of hail, it is true, the Lord is sovereign, and in the life of the true children of God, then in His sovereignty, then there are times that He chastises His people to test their faith and to instruct them further concerning Himself, concerning themselves, and the way of salvation. We only have to mention that God-fearing Job. But in our text words, it concerned Egypt. Have there been a few in this past week that have become an Egypt, that have come in the guilt, acknowledging that the Lord makes no mistakes and that He is righteous in all His ways and in all His works? What was now the reason that the Lord had sent another plague? In the first place, it was, and we read that expression five times in the scriptures and nine times in these chapters, then we read the command of the Lord given to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." But then we read five times that he refused to let the people go. Now the Lord has given unto Moses and Aaron a weighty task. He was to rise early and appear before King Pharaoh and tell him that since he refused to obey the word of God, that a terrible plague of thunder, hail and fire would be sent down upon the land of Egypt. Then we read that the Lord has declared through Moses all my plagues. That refers to the remaining plagues, that there would come a time, a Pharaoh has resisted much and has resisted long, but there would come a time that he would have to bow and that he would have to be destroyed. In verse 15, then it is stressed that it would be a plague upon thine heart, that it would cut even deeper than the plagues before. But the Lord was still merciful, because the Lord says, tomorrow, this time, thus the plague of hail would begin in the morning. Then the Lord has still given warning unto Pharaoh, to his servants, that they may find a hiding place. And now the reason why another plague would come, that was because he had refused to let the children of Israel go. Then in this evening, we must focus on those words, refused to let them go. The children of Israel, they have come to Egypt, Jacob and his sons, the family circles, they have prospered, been a blessing. This Pharaoh has made use of them to build cities, but now he refused to let them go. And then we can draw different applications. First, concerning our talents, concerning our time, concerning our goods, that it is nearly all for self. I read in 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7, concerning giving, not of necessity, not grudgingly, for the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. Concerning our time, that we can be so busy with our own kingdom that we do not have time, concerning our families, concerning the church. Then secondly, he refused to let my people go. In chapter 9, verse 2, that he held them still. And now concerning our sins, it was with Pharaoh that he refused to hearken, even said in chapter 5, verse 2, who is the Lord? I know not the Lord, and therefore I shall not obey him. Thus when a people refuse to let their sins go, and that I am not speaking of infirmities. They are manifold. But when there are special sins that we refuse to leave and boldly hold on to, and I hope the hailstones, they may have been preachers to many amongst us, because if it is still tender and the Lord sends his judgments, then those sins, they shall rise up before us. We have stood many times at the foot of Mount Sinai. We have heard the Ten Commandments. And are we now as a Pharaoh that we refuse to let special sins go, but that we hold on to them? Are there special idols that we cherish? Have we become proud with the many blessings that the Lord has showered upon us? There may be pride, boys and girls. Maybe you had a beautiful garden, and then we may enjoy it. We may be proud of such a garden that centers in the garden and not in self. Of course, with the thought that the Lord has granted such a garden, maybe there are boys and girls with a destroyed garden that you have thought, maybe a few times have complained a little when you had to weed the garden. But what is of, there is a lawful pride, but now a proudness that ends in self, that with matters that we have a share in, that we have a relationship to, that it contributes to our own importance, and that it exalts the opinion of self, and that even God is not in all our thoughts. That was a picture of Pharaoh. Who is the Lord that I should obey him? And then thus far with the six plagues, then he has not let the children of Israel go. Pharaoh refused to let them go. Then there can be different sins, can be multiplied out. Think of pornography, bad music, alcohol, different addictions, that we are as Pharaoh in Egypt, and that we refuse to let them go. Sometime in a community and in a land, then there are different words coined. William Tyndale, who was burned at the stake in 1536, when he translated the scriptures into English, then he had to coin or invent certain words because they were not in English. And then in the past weeks, I have also heard of such a coined word. It was new to me. And that is river bottom parties. Maybe you know what I mean. Not ask for the details. But they mentioned alcohol. And then you start thinking also about our young people. What example does the older generation now give to our youth? There's now an 18-year-old man, a son. And I do not speak of girls. I hope, girls, that you do not drink away your femininity and your respect. But that young man, he hopes to graduate, and he wants to be happy and glad. Thus, he has a desire on his graduation day that there may be some alcohol and also when he meets with friends. And then the question is, what example does the older generation give to our youth? Because our young people, they see much, and they think, maybe not speak so much, but they do think. If such a son would now have a father who at work or after work drank with his co-workers, and such a son says, "Father, you are instructing me concerning the use of alcohol, but instead of coming home to your family," I even remember those times when I was a little boy, and sometimes we were rowdy boys, still maybe. I remember those times that mother, that she was so busy making supper, and father did not come home immediately after work, did not realize it. And that supper was ready, but we were hungry. We had to wait for father. And later I heard that father was drinking with his co-workers. Then what must father say? If such a son would have a family when company came, and that beer also had to be present, then such a son would receive an impression to be happy and to have a certain fullness, then alcohol is necessary. If such a son, shall make it very practical so we can all understand it, if a father has instructed his son that he must not go to bars, then maybe such a father would say, "But father, with the marriage of my sister, it was under your authority that a bar was set up on the marriage, given the impression to us as young people, if we want to be happy and have satisfaction, then alcohol needs to be present." Maybe father would say to his son, "But it's excess." If that son would now ask, "But father, have you now ever drank a little too much that you became too jolly or too drunk?" We leave it lie. I think you know the meaning, how important that we give the right impression to our dear youth concerning these things. Pharaoh did not let them go. We could speak immodesty, earrings, says in Leviticus, not to make cuttings in our flesh. Only the beginning, we see it in the world, tattoos. We read many times of missionaries when they went to a mission field that they were so shocked, half naked, holes poked in their body, painted. We could multiply it out. He would not let that people go. Egypt was smitten with hail. Thus, in this past week, we have been Egypt. Then the Lord is still speaking to us. He is calling us to repent, to search the Scriptures, and to turn unto Him. Also concerning this calling, then we cannot remain the same. Either a savor of life unto life, or a savor of death unto death. There's a blessing if it may be used. As we read of that butler, when he was called out of prison, and that he has said unto Pharaoh, "I remember my faults this day." of Pharaoh, he was still warned and not given completely over other plagues. We do not read that there was a warning, but of the seventh plague, then Moses was sent that people may be forewarned. Much written of the seventh plague, the fifth plague, concerning pestilence, 7 verses. The sixth plague concerning boils on man and beast, 5 verses. But now the seventh plague of hail, there are written 23 verses. Then also, in the midst of the congregation, then the Lord has made a difference where there have been families that have escaped the storm. And may I ask you, how is it in your hearts? Has your heart become soft? And has it also been, as I read in the book of Esther, in chapter 9, verse 22, after the Jews received the great deliverance over their enemies, that they have sent gifts to the poor? Our second thought, the judgment of the plague of hail, is specifically mentioned in verse 26, only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail, but the hail was in the land of Egypt. And now the Lord has solemnly warned Pharaoh. In verse 17, then we read that Moses, in the name of the Lord, that he has said, after those 6 plagues, as yet, exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go. And now concerning that plague, a similar time than the time that we live in the land of Egypt, the seasons and the time of planting was not the same, but we have heard it of the different crops, that they were in different stages of maturity. And so it was also in the past week. And now concerning that hail, there was still a way of escape, because we read in verse 20 that it is specifically mentioned, he that feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. Thus that message of Moses that was told unto the servants, there were those that were truly given to believe that the Lord would send that plague and that they needed a hiding place. But there were others that have not obeyed. And he that regarded not the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. What a responsibility that those servants had when they have heard the message of the Lord through the mouth of the king, that a Pharaoh has told his servants. And then it was the responsibility of those servants to tell those servants, those that labored among them, that tomorrow this time in the morning, that the hail would come, and all those men and beasts that had not a hiding place, they would be killed and destroyed. Oh, surely, then those servants that believed, and when they have warned all their labors, how sorry they must have felt for other servants that believed them not, and that warned not the servants under them. Oh, fathers and mothers, do you hear the solemn calling? What you have promised with the baptism of your children, commanded in the Word of God concerning the things of the Lord, oh, to declare for the people in Egypt, it was told that if they would go in their buildings, that they would be safe, but if they remained in the open air, that they would be destroyed. There were those that feared the Lord. There were those that did not. And now the plague has come. Thunderings. We read later when Moses was given to speak of the thundering of the Lord. Then in the marginal notes, it is written, the voice of the Lord. Then a Pharaoh, that heathen king, when the Lord is thundered, then he was given to recognize the voice of the Lord. We further read, hail and thunder, that the fire ran along the ground, that the hail could not quench the fire, and that the fire could not prevent the hail. It was the judgment of the Lord for a people that have refused to obey the Lord. Then for many in the land of Egypt, they were given to believe too late. They have not hearkened to the voice of the Lord. The judgments of the Lord have come upon them. They were given, oh, an old father has said, when we refuse to hear sermons, then the Lord shall grant that we shall feel them. The Lord has sent his rod upon the people of Israel. The Lord has also sent the rod upon us and our children. Oh, it is true, in his mercy, then the Lord has not sent the sword of destruction, but he has sent the rod. Then the Lord surely is something special, very special to say unto us, unto young and old, that we may hearken to the mighty and the powerful voice of the Lord, that we may be given to turn unto the Lord. Oh, in the past week, a little of the power and the majesty that in a short moment we have seen it, that the crops were destroyed, boys and girls, many a beautiful garden, and that there is little left. Then the Lord is saying, my son, my daughter, young and old, give me thy heart. Wilt thou still refuse to let thy sins go? Wilt thou still refuse to hearken to the words of the living God? Wilt thou still refuse to the loving admonishments, to turn from the world, to be more a separate people? Or shall we do as a Pharaoh? Oh, he was given to see the destruction of the power of the Lord, given to witness it with his eye. Concerning the hail, the psalmist has declared, he casteth for us ice like morsels. Who can stand before us cold? In Psalm 147 and in Psalm 148, there the psalmist is calm, that the hail may also praise the Lord. Then the Lord is still speaking, O congregation, we may also see it, that we are still worthy to be spoken of, because there can be a time that the Lord speaks no more to a people, that he lets that people go their own way. further hardening their heart, refusing to let their sins and their lusts go, disobeying the word of the living God. But what a solemn time it was for the land of Egypt. Oh, especially for those that have not hearkened to the words of the Lord, that have not sought for a place of shelter. Oh, have you heard it? There were servants, when they have went to their labors, then they have caused them to flee. They says, let us not wait. But it made such an impression upon their hearts that they have caused them to flee in their homes and in the barns, that they would be safe from the Lord's storm. But there were others that have not hearkened, not believed that it would take place. But then they have believed too late. Oh, what a sight it must have been for those that have looked outside, boys and girls, fathers and mothers, running for shelter. But it was too late, because the hail has destroyed them. Oh, the animals panicking, but the servants have left them outside, and they were all destroyed. What a sight it was. The crops destroyed, we have heard it. The trees, the branches, a great destruction. Thou marchest through the land through indignation. And now in the life of Pharaoh, after many callings, also after this calling, oh, how shall it now be with that King Pharaoh? Shall he still say, who is the Lord that I should obey him? I know not the Lord, and therefore I shall refuse to let the people go. That is our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 34, the stanzas 5, 6, and 7. Descending through the bending skies, with gloom and darkness under him, for through the storm Jehovah flies as on the wings of cherubim. And what follows, Psalter 34, the stanzas 5, 6, and 7. the seventh plague of hail in the land of Egypt. The reason for the plague of hail, the judgment of the plague of hail, and now thirdly, the confession upon the plague of hail. We read in Micah 6 verse 9, "Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it?" Then the Lord has sent the rod of destruction upon the land of Egypt. All so much death. The Lord has everything in his hands. Each hailstone that is directed in the providence of the Lord. And sometime they are very large. Some years ago, about 25 miles south of Korsak in a hailstone, there was a hailstone just under 7 inches in diameter. There have been amongst us that even in this hailstorm with the wind, when they hit, how it bruises and how painful it is. And now what is necessary concerning that rod? In the first place, that we may be given to see who holds that rod. That also the hailstorm has not come by chance, but that it was directed by the Lord. Then in the second place, that we are given to see what is written upon that rod, because if that does not take place, to make it very simple for our boys and girls, your father and mother says you must go to bed early, and you have done your best to obey them, then that raises many questions. But what if you have done something bad? Then you know why you were sent to bed. And that is now necessary. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? And how has it now been in this past week? Have we seen things written on that rod? Are there those that had to confess, "Lord, I am now that Pharaoh"? A special sin, whatever sin it may be, "I am that Pharaoh. 'Tis because of my sin." That is so necessary, because otherwise it shall all be unprofitable, soon or later be forgotten, although the consequences shall be felt for a longer time. Hear ye the rod, and who hath appointed it? Think of David in 2 Samuel 21 with that 3-year drought. Then there came a time that David has inquired why that drought was. And that godly Job, in Job 10 verse 2, then he has asked the Lord why the Lord contended with him. Then thirdly, what a blessing it is, and may the Lord keep from rebellion, can be congregation, that in the beginning, that there may be a certain submission and impression of the majesty of the Lord, but that there comes a time that we feel it in our heart, not as it should be, still a blessing, when the Lord sets a watch before our lips, but that we feel in our heart start to boil, and that we cannot agree. It can be those many whys. And now a Pharaoh that is also for examination. Let us lay now our life. Pharaoh, a great hailstorm. And he has called for Moses and Aaron. That in the first place was a great act of faith for Moses and Aaron, because it was still thundering, the hailstones were still dropping, fire running along the ground, and then Moses and Aaron did not say, we shall wait till the storm is over, but they were called by Pharaoh. And that was a great act of faith that Moses, boys and girls, you can picture it, hailstones raining down from heaven. Read in verse 33, rain, thundering, and that a Moses and an Aaron were given to believe that they could walk through that hailstorm, and that not a single hailstone would fall on them. That was a great wonder. Oh, then Pharaoh, another reason to behold. What a great God. Each time Pharaoh had to say to Moses, your God. And he was given to behold Moses and Aaron coming to his palace, that's likely where he was, and with all those hailstones raining, and a pathway for the servants of the Lord. And now Pharaoh, it was a profound confession. Oh, maybe when we have read it, that there have been many that have said, I must even be harder than King Pharaoh, because I have not come as far as Pharaoh. My heart has not become so soft yet, can still continue. And what do we read? And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron, and said unto them, I have sinned this time. That taken place amongst us and our children, even we must remain with ourselves. Lord, it is because of me. I am that Pharaoh that has refused to let my sins and my lust go. Refused to listen to the admonishments. I have sinned this time. How far may we come, congregation, boys and girls? You have seen the storm, the power of God. Have you asked the Lord that that powerful God may be your God by grace? Be reconciled with that God through the mediatorial work of Jesus Christ. I have sinned this time. More in the Bibles that have stated, I have sinned, but they were not saved. Achan, Saul, Shimei, Judas. I have sinned This time, the Lord is righteous. Profound confession. Must have gave a little courage to Moses and Aaron. Shall now the seventh plague, shall it now be used to humble Pharaoh and that he will let the people of Israel go? Or are more plagues necessary? Has that also been the question this past week? What is now necessary to break my heart, to be given to repent, and to cry for mercy, and seek for that hiding place? That is the Lord Jesus Christ. I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, justifying the Lord and what he has done. And further, and I and my people are wicked. A weighted confession. How does it compare to us, congregation? How does it compare to our prayers and our confession? Have we come as far as a Pharaoh? Or the greatest concern about the consequence, not to minimize them. May the Lord provide the daily bread for our families. But has that been our only or main concern? Or have we come as far as Pharaoh, even in the way of our conscience speaking, an impression, refusing to hearken to the Lord, continually grieving the Lord, becoming more like the world, but a Pharaoh? The Lord used the plague to bring that confession. I did not say other people. I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous. I and my people are wicked. And yet, it is already a blessing when the Lord grants a tender conscience, an impression that the Lord is speaking. But what was now missing in the life of Pharaoh? That was that love. Lord's Day number 33, sincere sorrow of heart, that we have provoked God by all our sins, and to hate and flee from them. And the sincere joy of in God through Christ, with a holy delight to live according to all of God's commandments, because becomes evident what was added. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough. That there be no more mighty thunderings in that verse. It was given to speak of the voice of the Lord. And hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. Thus that the consequences may be taken away. And Moses, he went out of the city. By renewal, it was still hailing. That was an act of faith to walk through that terrible hailstorm. Oh, Moses and Aaron have experienced the wonderful care of their God. And then outside of the city, then they have entreated the Lord, and the hail has ceased, the thunder and the rain. And then, have you heard, congregation, a profound confession from the mouth of that proud king? He was given to see that the voice of the Lord was powerful, full of majesty. And then we read, and when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunders were ceased, I hope there have been those profound impressions, maybe even made vows and promises, Lord, now I will let them go. Now thy word shall be my guide. Now I shall pray more fervently. Now I shall seek thee while thou mayest be found. And maybe in this evening you have to say, the impressions, they have become less. Seems that I can continue as formerly. A Pharaoh, after that confession, we read, he sinned yet more. After such a special calling and such a special confession, then we read that he sinned yet more and hardened his heart, he and his servants. The greatest judgment that can come upon a people, boys and girls, I hope that the Lord may keep your hearts and your consciences tender. What a wonder it would be if there would be boys and girls, young people, middle-aged and older ones, that there would come a time that they could tell us, that it was the hailstorm that the Lord has used to stop me and turn unto the Lord. That if people could tell us how they have become a sinner, that they are given to believe the wrath of God and us seeking for that hiding place. Young people, how is it with you? We live in a world of many temptations and not all the right examples, but may you be given to seek the Lord. Remember your Creator. We have seen it in Moses and Aaron, the special protection of the Lord. The Lord does not have slaves in his service. They do not have to be forced to flee, but faith worketh by love. Older ones in my midst, the Lord is still speaking also to you. How is it with our example for our dear youth? Do we give them examples of whom they may be jealous of? A life close to the Word of God, and dependency upon the Lord, a trusting in the Lord. You are becoming older. We are traveling to eternity. And how is it now as we become older? Must it be said, what is stated of a Pharaoh? He sinned yet more and hardened his heart, he and his servants, and the heart of Pharaoh was hardened. Neither would he let the children of Israel go. Shall a Pharaoh now win the battle against the Lord? That cannot be. Because that we read, he sinned yet more. To that end, the Lord has sent more plagues. Shall that also be necessary for us and our dear children? More plagues, greater judgments to make us bow before the living God. May the prayers be multiplied. May we be given. Oh, we have heard that there were servants that believed. They have all fled, not waited till the next morning, but they were caused to flee in a hiding place. And that is only possible for our souls, because one has come, the dear Son of God. The prophet has stated, we esteemed him stricken and smitten. For Christ, there was no hiding place. He was willing to take the punishment of his people upon him. In Isaiah 32, verse 2, we read of a hiding place against the wind. To that end, may it please the Lord to use a speaking. I read in Psalm 62, the verses 11 and 12, God has spoken once, twice have I heard it. May that be experienced amongst us and our children. Twice have I heard it. That power belongs unto God, and unto him belongeth also mercy. Amen. Let us close. Our Lord, in the past week, then thou was spoken in a special way unto us and our children. And then we have experienced that we were in Egypt. We have heard of the confession of Pharaoh. But after that confession, that he sinned yet more, and he hardened his heart. Lord, pour out thy spirit in a richer measure upon us and our dear children. May this special calling, may it be used for the saving of souls, and also for correction and instruction for thy people. We may commence another week. What this week holds in is known unto thee, unknown unto us. Wilt thou keep from great storms of destruction. Wilt thou keep us in the home, on the way at work, wherever we were called to be. Wilt thou help the farmers to further attempt to harvest a lesser harvest, but still some harvest, other fields completely destroyed. Lord, wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation? Wilt thou bring us together under thy word for a weekday service? Wilt thou now bring us safely to our dwellings? Watch over us during the night. Give a prayer for one another. Convert us as thou hast converted all thy people. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 248. The stanzas 1, 2, and 4. The man who once has found abode within the secret place of God shall with Almighty God abide and in a shadow safely hide. 248, 1, 2, and 4. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.